It's our third birthday.
Happy birthday, us. We'll be celebrating in a bumper birthday video coming soon, and we want to answer your questions.
So if you've ever wondered what our favourite facts are, or how we choose what events to cover, or why we got the giggles in a particular episode, now is your opportunity to ask.
Email us now at theretrospectors@gmail.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's April 17th, 1986, and another remarkable event is about to be uncovered by Aria, Rebecca, and Ali, the Retrospectors.
So it's today in history in 1986 that one of the world's most peculiar wars came to a close after 335 years when the Dutch ambassador, Jonkheer Hoedekoper, stepped out of his helicopter and announced that the Netherlands were no longer at war with, of all places, a tiny archipelago off the southwestern coast of Cornwall, the Isles of Scilly.
Yeah, and Hoedekoper joked, it must have been awful to know we could have attacked at any moment. And, you know, as you can probably tell from that tongue-in-cheek remark and from the fact that photos of the Scilly Isles don't tend to show bomb craters and trenches strung with barbed wire all along them, you are correct in assuming that in 1986 there was no active state of conflict between the Scilly Isles and the Netherlands. And in fact, there had never been a shot fired in all 335 years of the conflict.
Yeah, but the intention was for this to have been a very serious declaration of war when it was made 335 years earlier. It's just that it got forgotten about for centuries. So to understand what was going on and why, apparently, the Isles of Scilly were at war with the Netherlands for centuries, you have to go back to 1651 and the English Civil War. So you've got the Roundheads versus the Cavaliers, as discussed in previous episodes and also lots of historical books, everybody. but to keep it brief, we've got parliamentarians and royalists. The Dutch are backing the parliamentarians, and this stung in the royal court because Britain had backed the Dutch during their War of Independence because Britain was Protestant and Spain was Catholic. So the royalists, pissed off that the Dutch are supporting the parliamentarians, start robbing Dutch shipping lanes in the English Channel and banned them, Dutch boats, from British waters, which really escalated things because of, at that time, of course, British waters represented a sizable chunk of international ocean.
Yeah, so the Dutch merchant navy was pretty upset about the fact that they'd started taking these quite substantial losses from the royalist fleet that was now based in Scilly. The royalists had basically been pushed further and further away from the capital and out towards Cornwall at first, and then ultimately the royalist navy found itself based on the Isles of Scilly. And so on the 30th of March 1651, Lieutenant Admiral Martin Harpertz Zoon Tromp arrived in Scilly demanding compensation from the royalists fleet for the Dutch ships and goods that they'd been seizing. And according to a letter from the English parliamentarian Bulstrode Whitlock in April 1651, Tromp visited Pendennis and reported that he had gone to Scilly to seek redress for the Dutch ships and goods unlawfully taken. Receiving an unsatisfactory response, he, in accordance with his commission, declared war on them. And since most of England was now under parliamentarian control, this declaration of war wasn't on the whole of England, but specifically declared at the Isles of Scilly.
Yeah, Admiral Tromp was a very interesting character. He was the son of a ship's captain and had been at sea since the age of 9, where he witnessed his father killed in front of him by a cannonball when their ship came under attack by the Scottish pirate slash privateer Peter Easton. Martin, who was then 12, was captured and sold at the slave market in Saleh, Morocco, where he was purchased and put to work as a cabin boy. And apparently it was the same pirate, Peter Easton himself, who eventually heard of his plight and paid for him to be freed. Tromp was actually briefly enslaved again in his 20s when he apparently so impressed the ruler of Tunis with his seafaring knowledge and refusal to join his fleet that he was ultimately gifted his freedom.
Wow.
But still, declaring war on Scilly is, I mean, even in 1651, it's a bold move, isn't it? but it's kind of pointless. It's like, I'm trying to think of an analogy for American listeners. I suppose it'd be like declaring war on Key West.
Yeah.
Like, it's geographically useful in terms of its strategy. It's close to Britain. But it is essentially five rocks off the coast of Cornwall with right. a tiny population even then. And what are you going to do with it? Like, if you don't have the rest of England, it's kind of pointless being there. And there's no point going to war with those people.
Yeah. Also, very soon after this declaration of war, parliamentarian forces led by Admiral Robert Blake compelled the Royalist Navy to capitulate. And so with the Royalist threat now completely neutralized, the Dutch fleet just sort of departed without engaging in any of the conflict that they had just promised.
Or any of the peace. I mean, that's the important thing. They forgot to declare peace.
Exactly. But, you know, owing to the fact that what had happened here was that, you know, a nation had declared war on a specific region of another nation, the Dutch refrained from officially declaring peace. They were like, well, we're obviously not at war with you guys. You were the people who we backed in the first place. So off we go. And no need to say, and by the way, we're not at war. And so that is why this declaration of war lasted for so very long.
Yeah, so fast forward to 1985, when a local historian on the Isles of Scilly, Roy Duncan, decided to leverage the rumours that he'd heard his entire life. He was a real Isles of Scilly guy, Roy Duncan. He entered local politics at the age of 21 in 1970. He remained active until his death in 2014. He played the Panto Dame every Christmas. You know, he was silly through and through, right? So he'd heard his whole life that there was this rumour that technically his homeland was at war with the Dutch and thought this was amusing. So wrote to the Dutch embassy in London to see if there was any evidence to support this seemingly absurd claim of a 335-year war.
Yeah, and the answer was, kind of. So what had happened after the Civil War was that even though the parliamentarians had been allied with the Netherlands were still pretty upset about all of this robbing of their shipping. You know, this was a time when the Netherlands was emerging as a major European power, and it had the largest merchant fleet in the world. You know, it had an empire that was expanding through East Asia, Africa, South America, and this was actually a pretty big deal. And Cromwell wasn't really minded to compensate them for their losses, and this would ultimately snowball into the Anglo-Dutch War, which was an actual proper war.
That was a war, yeah.
Yes, that was a real one. The English and Dutch navies fought fighting against each other in a series of clashes, which ultimately ended in 1654 with a victory for Cromwell's Commonwealth of England, albeit a costly one, and severely impacted the economies of both sides. So both parties ended that war by signing the Treaty of Westminster, which crucially made no mention whatsoever of the apparent state of war over Scilly. There is some dispute about whether this was because there was actually no war at all. You know, as an admiral, Trump would not ordinarily have the authority to unilaterally declare wars, although some claim he had been vested with that power by the Dutch government before he set out. Plus, the Scilly Isles are part of England. You know, they're part of the Duchy of Cornwall. And while the Duke of Cornwall does enjoy various financial and legal privileges over the Isles, conducting wars independently of Britain is not one of them. So any treaty signed by the British government would also theoretically pertain to the Isles of Scilly.
So on this day then, the Dutch ambassador, it was a big jolly. You know, it was being reported by the international press. Weirdly, there's no footage of it, or at least there isn't any on YouTube. I mean, this must have been an Anne Finally story on the News at 10, but I can't.
I mean, it had a real Twin Towns energy.
Exactly.
You know? Get the councillors over for a big party.
I'm sure it was documented by visual media. But anyway, there are reports that are written up. The Dutch ambassador takes a 28-mile journey via helicopter from the southwest tip of England to the Isles of Scilly, carries a lavish scroll declaring that the state of war is terminated, and then takes part in this slightly ridiculous kind of transition ceremony. The signed declaration of peace remains on display in the council chambers in Hughtown on St Mary's Island. And this whole escapade has gone down in history as one of the world's most pointless wars. Others that have occurred include Greece fighting Bulgaria over a stray dog, which had to be stopped by the League of Nations.
Who got the dog? I have to know.
Modena and Bologna fighting over a wooden bucket for 12 years. And actually, a lot of people died when El Salvador and Honduras went to war over a football match. But I think what's special about this one is, and I'm sorry, people listening on the Isles today, but your country is called Scilly. I think the fact that of all places, somewhere called Scilly was involved in a Scilly war for 335 years, that cannot be topped.
Yeah, all the journalists covering it being like, oh, this headline's going to write itself.
Yeah. Don't even have to try.
Tomorrow.
She was incredibly sick at first when she arrived in Poland because the diet was all heavy meat and root vegetables.
Ditch the ads and get a Sunday episode when you join Club Retrospectors. Patreon.com/retrospectors.